Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What an amazing day today is. It's hot as I don't know what up here in D.C. I don't know about nowhere else, but it is hot up around here. I'm telling you, but I'm so glad to be here right now with you guys, the listeners. Thank you so much for all of your support. It just means so much to me. It's such a blessing. I can't thank you enough. In Detroit, you are cloudy. Right now, you are 73 degrees, and your high is going to be 78 and sunny. That is great. Jacksonville, Florida, you are sunny right now, 83 degrees. Your high, oh, my God, 90 degrees and partly cloudy. Dallas, Texas, right now, you are partly cloudy, 79 degrees, and your high is going to be 86. Wonderful, wonderful weather around and about in our nation. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that the keys against the enemy is on and going and popping, y'all. The webinar is going great. I'm so excited. If you're interested in joining the free webinar, free webinar, it is free on YouTube, and all you have to do is go to The Keys Against the Enemy. And if you want to know anything else about The Keys Against the Enemy, go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. We got a podcast. We got a webinar. We got the book, y'all. It's a 90-day spiritual boot camp. I've mentioned it before, and now it has arrived, and we are moving forward. I'm telling you, the journey has been quite amazing. It has been challenging. It has been some purging, some cleansing. It has been some gut-wrenching situations, but it also has been some inspirational moments, some confirmation, some revelation, some just increase in maturity, and it has truly been amazing. God is definitely up in the Keys Against the Enemy spiritual boot camp journey. 90 days. It'll be over December the 4th, but you can always get your copy on the keysagainsttheenemy.com, amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble, so you can keep your journey going. You can start at any time and have it as reference or whatever. It's going to help you with your intercession, your prayer life, your relationship with God. Is going to give you more understanding of what he thinks about on earth as it is in heaven. You're going to become more kingdom-minded. You're going to be more bolder. You're going to be more confident. All of this because he calls us overcomers. So this is exactly how we're going to be living after you get the keys against the enemy. It's going to enhance your confidence in all of that. If you are feeling like you got experience and all that, well, it's nothing wrong with getting that fire ignited again. Maybe you've grown dull. Maybe you need to iron sharpen. That's what I'm here for. Iron sharpens iron. I'm never too old or too experienced to not learn more. It is so much out here that God wants to reveal. I don't ever want to get to the place of putting them in a box. So I encourage you guys to take them on out that box and go on and see all the goodness of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. He's got so much more for you. All right, and I want to go ahead and give where credit is due with one of my sponsors, Salon Dewan. I am so glad the girl did my hair, the commercial. She did my hair for the commercial that I did in Detroit for the Keys Against the Enemy. My hair lasted. I'm telling you, she's got great, luxurious, virgin hair. She got all kind of hair on body care products to maintain your lock, your look, your weave, your all different textures. She's got all kind of curly, wavy, all kind of textures, straight. She can do whatever to your hair, lock, twist. She can do crochet and all kind of styles. I love what she's done with my hair. You got to go check out Salon Dewan and get your beauty on and enhanced and already increased. And get somebody that really knows something about hair care. Dewan is amazing. If you want to reach out to her, please go on salondewan.info. Again, salondewan.info, and that is where you can go to see about getting all that you need. And you can also call her at 202-802-3098. If you are a VIP, you want to reach out to Salon Dewan. She's got VIP specials, VIP packages that will keep you going for the whole year. You definitely got to connect with her, Salon Dewan, and my girl, Dewan. All right, now moving on. We got a show for you today, something fresh, something new. Come on, y'all. We're calling this Comedy Central right now, Dr. Gina style, okay? We got some wonderful guests. My girl, Gina D, is on with us right now, and she brought some amazing guests. We're going to be talking about all of the stuff that's going on with Donald Trump and and all what he's saying and what's going on in the NFL. And are we still watching NFL or are we mad at NFL? We talking about all of that. We got special guests with us, and they are North McMillar and Mitch Eisley. They are joining along with my girl, Dina D. What's going on, Dina D?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am so excited about today. Well, listen, we got North on and we got Mitch on with us. Can you tell us a little bit about the guest that's on today?
Yes, the guest that's on today, man. I got first coming up, I got my boy Mitch Eisley. This is a comedian like family to me. Now, I met him one time and it was just like, all right, you my brother. And your wife is like my sister, as my mother. She's everything. But Mitch Eisley is a comedian. He is holding down Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. He does the Mitch Eisley Experience, which is something that I'm telling you, he packs it out. You hear me? It could be a little bar. It could be his kitchen. It could be whatever. People love Mitch Eisley, so his shows are always packed. So I know his input on these topics we're talking about today is just going to be not only hilarious, but it's going to be real. It's going to be real. Then we got my boy Norris, which is a.k.a. Miracle. He is also a comedian who is, I mean, he's not that old, but he's like my daddy, though. He ain't that old, but he's like my daddy. He's the person I can call and get advice from. And him and his wife, they put together comedy shows here in Orlando. They had a comedy competition that I won, 400 bones.
$400,
Tina. Wow. So, yes, hunty. Help me out and get my cable back going. So it was a wonderful thing. Knowing him, it is great, but he is a veteran. He served in our military, so I knew that his intake on this conversation could be something that could be useful for those other veterans out there who, you know, are really concerned about what's going on with Trump and Kaepernick and just law. We need help, Gina. We need it.
Well, all right. Well, listen, welcome, Norris and Mitch. I'm so glad you're here. So, listen, this is how this is going to go. You guys are a panel right now, and so everybody's listening. Listeners, take your notes. Get some tissue because you might roll on the floor laughing. We just want to be prepared for this. Okay, so I'm going to ask ladies first. And then I'll go down the panel and I'll ask Mitch and then North. Is that okay? Everybody got that?
That's good.
So, Colin Kaepernick, okay? Mm. Now, my question is, do you agree with his style of protest? Now, keep in mind, this is worldwide. So, you know, there's people in other countries that may not get it. So, you know, yeah. Do you agree with his style of protest?
Well, I'm going to agree with how fine he is first. Because I'm going to just let that be known, okay? Because I need to see more of him on the TV screen, is all I'm saying. But for real, I agree with his protest. I agree with the way he's handling it. I agree with the way the NFL is now taking hold. It took a year for them to realize what he was really doing. It took Donald Trump saying something so outrageous that, you know, and now everybody is kneeing with him. But Kaepernick has started this for us. He is tired of police brutality. He is tired of innocent, you know, black males getting killed for no reason. I mean, we've had to deal with Zimmerman with Skittles and a tea. I mean, some of these gentlemen didn't even have anything in their hands to say that they had anything to harm a police officer. So I agree with this protest. I like the way he do with it. You know what I'm saying? When he had his little tight little 49er pants on. I love when he kneeled down. Buns was sitting upright. I'm saying, how you going to say no to somebody that fine standing up for something so good? I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't know how to say no.
Okay, so now, North, did I say Mitch? What are your thoughts?
Hello?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. First of all, my father also served in the military. He got out at the top as far as was a sergeant major, so we had this conversation before. And I'm very proud of what Kaepernick is doing. I think anytime anyone take a post where it's nonviolent and it's not hurting anyone, to express itself to do something right, I think that's it. Shouldn't be no problem. You know, the problem is he's not going out there slapping nobody. You know, and big shout out to the Beige Brothers because they have been trying to take over.
Y'all making a comeback.
Yeah, they try to make a comeback. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the Beige Brothers because of Elder Barge and Prince, but I mean, he doing pretty good. You know, he's taking the shine from us. Him and Obama.
All right. Well, I have to agree with that. I do agree that I like the fact that it's a very quiet, subtle protest that just stirred up so much. You know, like a silent, you know, weapon. So what do you think, Norris? What are your thoughts?
Okay, this is how I feel. First of all, our education system is damn broke. It is broken. This shouldn't even be a topic on television. He has the absolute right to protest in any form of fashion that is nonviolent. The very reason why us veterans fought is for the constitutional right to do what he does. So now we are being punished for our constitutional right to protest against our government and their bad choices. So absolutely, I agree. I agree with what he does. And plus, I like his afro because I'm bald. I'm jealous. I'm a throwback from the 70s.
So you kind of living vicariously through him as he is shining right now with all that hair.
Hey, every time I look at him, I start to braid my invisible braids. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, he's doing so much for us, isn't he? So listen, the next question is, what are your thoughts, Gina, about him being blackballed, though, early on? And is that still going on now that everybody hears what Trump is saying? And
man, first of all, it's hard enough for a black man to get a job. I just don't understand why they got to take my man's job. You know, it's hard enough we can't get one. You know what I'm saying? So for them to take it makes no sense. I've been a 49ers fan since 83. Granted, I was only two, but let me tell you, I love the gold and the legacy. And my daddy was a 49ers fan until they started losing real bad, and then he just dropped them. But I've always been a 49ers fan. So knowing to have somebody like him on a team that I love so much, and now that he done lost his job, I don't even fool with the 49ers no more. I'm so glad they be losing, because it would really hurt me if it was like New England or something, because I'm like, dang, they be winning, you know, right. And I can't really do them like that. But since it's the Niners, man, y'all can have y'all a little job. I'm telling you, Kaepernick can come over here and Vaseline, you know, the heels of my feet for me, and I will pay him a hefty sum of what I got for that job, if he's looking for a job. I don't know if he's looking, but if he's looking, I got some work he can do. I got some work he can do.
Oh, man.
But they still ain't found him no job, though. They still haven't found him a job. They still haven't found him a team. I don't know if it's something that he's pressing right now. I haven't heard of him, you know, pressing the issue on getting with a team. But he is a great player. So you can't take that away from him no matter what he's protesting or what he stands for or what he's doing, how fine he is. You can't take the fact that he is a great football player. He was just on a sorry team.
Right.
Whatever. I mean, you know, whatever.
Right.
Well, what do you think, Mitch? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that the worst thing you can do, especially to a man, a real man, is take his income from him as far as a job, because, you know, we're known as providers. So that's tough. And luckily, he does have income pretty much probably saved up, and he's making money off of his T-shirts and stuff like that. Please go out and support, you know. And because you don't want to see a brother out there with an afro robbing banks, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's a good thing. But the thing is, I think if you, why they ain't blackballing the Klan? Like the Klan out there protesting, doing all this stuff and showing and nothing happened to them. Why they don't take all the sheets out of Anna's linen so they can't have no sheets? And you know what I'm saying? They ain't doing that to them. Yeah, all the tiki lights, buying up all the tiki lights at Home Depot. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, Lord.
I love it. Norris, what's your thought?
Okay, look at it like this. I've been banned from any type of telecommunications job there's ever been. I'm surprised I'm on the air right now. But, let me tell you something about being blackballed. Didn't Kaepernick graduate from college? I'm not sure it wasn't in football.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I look at it this way. Yeah, it's wrong to be blackballed, but do you really want to go back to that environment?
Right.
I mean, really. Is it going to be worth it? At the end of the day, I look like this. Get over it, get past it, move on, do something else. Because at this point, he has zero income coming in, and he's waiting on them to decide whether he want to come back. It may not be so pleasant when it comes back. I mean, at the end of the day, it's definitely wrong, but do you want to go back to that environment that could possibly be more toxic than what it was prior to you being blackballed? That's all I got to say.
Right. And you know what? I kind of can tap into that a little bit. I kind of can agree with that a little bit. Like, you know, it might put a sour taste in my mouth because I gave all of myself to this organization that turned their backs on me. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would want to be a part of that family, you know, right. that if I had an issue and a concern, and it wasn't even about me, that, you know, you would literally not even listen and hear my voice. Like, you don't hear me. I'm just a piece of something out here. You don't hear me. I don't have a voice. And it's nothing worse than being a part of a dysfunctional family that you don't have a voice in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. You know? Would they be satisfied if they brought him back as a water boy?
Right.
Oh.
Would they be satisfied if they gave him a job? They gave him a job.
Yeah.
Bobby Boucher,
what I don't understand that my team, which is the Miami Dolphins, we go 0-400, and y'all want to pass up in good quarterback. All the drugs they do down here and everything, and Lord,
that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. They won't even come after any of that. But, you know, okay, so let's move on. Trump.
I paid 400 and 0. Oh, jeez.
Okay, what do you think, Gene, about Trump's opinion about taking a knee? You know, we already know his thoughts. Pick one of them.
First of all, his little old knee. That's why he mad, because his little old knee can't even get down yet. That's really what the problem is. The man's 172 years old. That's why he mad. Now, Stevie Wonder can't even see. He all on the floor. One knee, two knee. He been popping and twerking up. Trump's problem is he can't even get on a knee. His problem is that he is the leader of the Klan. That's one of the problems. Okay?
Yeah.
Another problem is he don't even know when his wife is standing right next to him, so which lets me know. He is not in tune with absolutely nothing but him and that rabbit hair of his. I can't deal with this orange president, y'all. I'm telling you. That's why he's mad. He's mad because somebody who, Mama White, who he thought that he was going to have on his side, like, okay, this is Mama White. He might, you know what I'm saying? We might do something. Oh, no, he's going to use his daddy's side to protest. Oh, man. That's why Trump is mad. Because he thought he had one. But no, he belongs to us. You can take Ray Lewis and just keep Kaepernick with us. And it's ridiculous, though. Trump, it's so many topics, and we can talk 30 years about this fool. But this one particular situation, he mad, doctor, because he can't get on them little ashy knees. That's all. That's my opinion. His knees is ashy. That's it.
Okay,
Come on, Doc. Come on.
Mitch, what's your thoughts about his opinions and all of them?
I think that black people was known in the past for being violent. So now that he's found a way to not be violent, because the first thing he needs to say is when we haul off and hit somebody, we ignorant, and that's all we know how to do. So now he reversed it and take a knee. And it's either you go to someone, you want somebody to take a knee, or you want to take a slap. Because I personally, I slap somebody. Because I ain't got time to be getting down on no knees and stuff. But other than that, and I feel like the problem with Agent Orange is that, first of all, him and Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis buy me off the brother off of Django that Samuel L. Jackson played. Like he don't want nothing to happen to his good master. You know what I'm saying? he sat there and took that knee and then gonna go out there. Like my wife said, he talking about he was just praying. You weren't praying. You was protesting. He don't want the master to know that he was out there protesting.
Well, listen, just in, I'm looking at a post that Wanda Sykes posted saying, "Dear NFL players, please go to Puerto Rico and kneel to trick Donald Trump and focusing on what the F he should be focusing on."
They need to build a wall of knees.
That's what they need to do. Just
build a wall of knees down in Puerto Rico. Well, Norris, what are your thoughts
on Trump's opinion? Okay, family, I like to say,
Orange is the new devil.
I just want to
let you know, Orange is the new devil.
Orange is the new devil.
Heck no. Oh,
look here.
Lord, I can't do
that. What you? I happen to believe that there's a government behind the government, and Donald is the dumbest puppet they ever had in the seat, because they allow him to say anything, and he said the things they want to say. He ain't nothing but a puppet. This dude doesn't have a clue what he's doing, but he's just
right.
Who he is. Don't be surprised when you put a racist in office and he do racist things. How can you
right,
be a
right.
He's only doing what he's do. So it doesn't shock me that he has an issue with this man kneeling. It has nothing to do with being a veteran or defending a veteran. This just has to do with him not liking black people in anything we do. That's all.
Now, let me ask you all this. So his whole relationship, this is not on the list, but since we were talking about that, his whole relationship with, you know, Diddy and NeNe and Russell and all of that.
Lloyd Mayweather.
And all of them. I mean, like, would we have ever known that he was racist? I didn't know that. Was that, like, known before he became president that he had some issues with black folks, or is this, I mean, am I slow to that, or?
No, look who you name.
The people you name don't even like black people, and Floyd Mayweather can't even read, so I'm just trying to figure out how they can read.
Oh, my God.
Read what's going on.
Hey, do we forget there were house Negroes? Do we forget there were house Negroes who accepted the fact that, hey, this is what it is. It's okay, man.
Yep.
It's all right.
Got them slices of apple pie, and they was fine.
They got their share of the quote-unquote American pie. So what do they care about you? They ain't even in touch with you.
No.
Okay.
And NeNe.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Nick, go in. I know you want to go in on NeNe.
Well, who want to go in on NeNe? Who want to say something about NeNe?
I know Mitch Ivey looking like, oh no, not NeNe.
NeNe.
with a name
what?
Like NeNe. How you
Well, let me ask you, okay, so now Gina, football owner's position and how will it affect the league or not? So now everybody's coming into this. We already see that Ray is backpedaling right now. He's, you know, riding the fence. We got that. You know, baseball players are coming in, you know, now the NASCAR guy, he spoke up, which is Dale Earnhardt Jr. He spoke up. But now with the NFL, you know, somewhat coming together, standing, kneeling, locking arms, how do you think that all of this is now going to affect the money of the game and the sport in general?
Well, my opinion, honestly, I've seen these folks up here burning their little Steelers jersey, you know, burning their little season tickets to the Cowboys. Okay, that's just you. But do you know how many Monday night football parties, like, black people want a party for anything? If we could take a funeral and turn it into a twerk session, what you think? All we got to do is call a few people. Sunday, Monday, we barbecuing, we got something on the grill, and we gonna support our team. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think, honestly, that this whole, now that the owners are in it, that it's gonna stop anything. I think it's just gonna more pull forward, of course, the racist people, who if you love this football player so much, then you should understand what he's standing for, rather he's black or white. So how are you going to turn your back on your team and burn their jersey and all this type of stuff? For what? For standing up for injustice? Didn't nobody burn Kobe jersey when he didn't up here and got charged for rape for a little white girl in a hotel in Colorado? Ain't nobody, nobody burned not nothing. Everybody, they retired the nigga number and everybody then bought 15 jerseys.
That's
so
right.
Don't sit up here and say that you're not going to support NFL because they're doing something that's for the better good of America, for the people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to change anything, to be honest with you, because if they put Cap back on the team, because I'm not watching him until he gets to work, or unless he say he don't want to work. So I ain't watching. But if they get him back on or he makes that statement, I'm back. I'm not with the 49ers, but I'm back. I'm going to just turn it on every TV in my house. Just for the Ravens. We ain't even going to be home. I'm going to be going to work, and I'm going to have all the TV going to the game. So, that's how I feel about it. Mitch, I feel like that's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Mitch, what's your thoughts?
I think it's a very dirty business. It's unusual. You go up wanting to play. You get into a team, and you do all this and sacrifice, and then they turn their back on you that fast. You know, especially the whole league. But with everybody, even with people buying your jerseys, at one point, my son, he loves 49ers. That's all he used to talk about, 49ers and Kaepernick. But now all the attention is about what he's – I got to throw it off for a second. But anyway, all the attention is on not how good that he used to play ball, but now it's about him taking a knee. And if you bought someone a jersey – and they did something that you don't like how they did LeBron. And then as soon as he came back, they love him now. Oh, he's the king. We love him. They made a city out of him and everything. So people are going to crucify you, you know, at first, and then, you know, praise you later after, you know, because he's gonna come back out of all this and shine harder than any light because at the end of the day, everything that's happening right now is going to put this man back on top. Even if it's not in football, it's going to be something else. So
somehow,
It just has to work.
All right. So now, Norris, what's your thoughts?
Oh, my God. I couldn't wait to jump on this one. Let me tell you something.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
I ain't stopping watching the Tampa Bay Bucks for Captain. I love what he stands for. I love what he's doing. But at the end of the day, I took an ass whooping from my mama back in 1975, and she said this to me. She said, son, this tune still passed. She whooped my butt.
No, go ahead.
But
go ahead, Norris.
But let me tell you something.
From your mama. Go ahead.
I learned. That this too shall pass. He will get a job eventually. But all the football I got to miss behind this protest, and I'm sure I'm not going to get a letter when he gets a job saying, hey, man, thanks for the support. What I mean by that is I don't know him personally.
Right.
I know what he's done, and I know what he stands for, and I appreciate it. But why should that affect my television watching of what football team I like? That's all I'm saying. It ain't going to happen. I got some ribs marinating for Sunday right now. Stop.
Oh, no.
Hey, Lord.
Well, listen.
Oh, my
dad
is showing out.
We got so much more to cover. So, listen, you guys, I hope that you are laughing as hard as we all are at each other. But we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-mm-mm.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, so we are back on. Okay, so the next question is, Donald Trump's feud with Kim Jong-un from North Korea. What do y'all think about all of that feud going on with them? Gina, you go.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Don't get us blown up, Jesus.
I know, right?
I just want to see tomorrow. I don't know, Dr. Gina, because I'm going to be real with you now. I like the fact that we ain't taking no mess. So I will say that I like the fact that he's, you know, on that don't threaten us or it's going down. You know what I'm saying? He kind of low-key trying to Chris Brown it out, you know what I'm saying, with the Korean man. Okay, so I understand. Right. I like that part that we ain't no punk. I like that. But if you don't hurt, you gonna get us blown up. Like,
right,
you
right.
Need to go back and forth with this man, you know. And then you tell him everybody our next move and what we gonna do and all this type of stuff. Like, just he need to talk about that on the low, on his own time. He need to get with Hillary and do some emails. They need to do something instead of putting this forefront in front of everybody and getting folks scared, folks out here buying up all the canned food. They dig in bunkers and, you know, everybody over here scared because they think we're getting ready to get blown up tomorrow. So like I said, I like the fact that he's being a thug. And he's like, look, don't come over here and mess with us. Because once you mess with us, we come over there, you gone. You too. Your whole country gone, blown up to us. But I'm just saying, I get a lot of my beauty supply products from Korea. We can't be having these problems like this. Where am I getting my yaki if we blow up North Korea? That's all I want to know. Where my lip gloss and my lip liner if we blow up North Korea? Gina G out here looking like a fool. That's right. I'm
going to
be out
Nick,
here looking
about
bald head.
Nick, what about you?
John Ho, whatever. I think he's a... He always been like a little bully, but when Obama dealt with him, Obama's type where it's like, you can do all the talking you want as long as you don't make no move. You make a move, we're going to wipe you out. You know what I'm saying? But when you got two little hotheads in there that ain't never handled situations like that before. And all they got these weapons. They all they doing is fighting each other. So that's stupid. Another thing, I think John or whatever his name is over there, he mad about because all this ain't start until Dennis Rodman took his little ugly ass over there. And started it. So I think they need to let Dennis go back over there. And I ain't got nothing against because John, what the dude is that missed a field goal against the Dolphins, Young Ho missed that field goal probably because everybody keeps picking on his cousin. So, yeah, that looked out for me. We won that game.
400-0.
All right, North. I know, right?
Okay.
North, what's your thought?
Okay, here we go. History lesson. A little bit of history lesson. The United States has been a country that was like, I wish you would. I wish you would. We've been bullies ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
We are not going to take no mess, whether it's Donald Trump, because Donald Trump doesn't make all the decisions. There's a team of people that help him make the decision. He may say stupid stuff, but it's going to take a collective to make that decision. Now, the history of Korea. They couldn't build a missile that could get out of their own country. It took them this many years just to get it across Japan. You know, really, please, really. Push the button. Push the button.
Push a button.
It ain't going nowhere.
Look, come on,
Cletus.
Come on, Cletus. Push the button.
Push the button. It ain't going to reach
you. Come on.
Put your head up. All I say, education is the key.
Oh, Lord.
Educate yourself, then you'll know. I ain't paying no attention to Korea at this point. When they get the capability, please, then scare me. I had a hurricane that just scared the mess out of me a couple of weeks ago. So I ain't studying Korea right now. I'm trying to worry about what's going on right now because they don't even have the capabilities to do nothing.
Right. If they really wanted to hurt us. If they want to hurt, all they got to do is put a bomb in on Roman noodles because I have a bunch of them. Everybody got Roman noodles.
Start putting weed glue in their eyelash, kids. They'll really mess us up.
Well, listen, this was loads and loads of fun. We got to do this again, you guys. I'm going to plan this again. This was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. We're going to wrap up now. I want Gina to tell everybody where they can reach you, how to follow you, and tell everybody about the segment that you'll be starting in October every Wednesday.
Yes. Well, first, this is the cabinet. If you're looking for me, you can find me at Gina G. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know. He listening. You can find me at Gina G. Too Funny. That's the number 2. Funny on Instagram. That's my website. On Facebook, they won't let you do numbers. So it's Gina G T O O Funny is where you can find me. And I cannot wait to October for my segment. What is that? Because it's going down. Because I got a lot to say. And I'm just overwhelmed right now. I'm just overwhelmed.
All right. Then stay tuned next Wednesday to hear the new segment with What You Say with Gina G. Okay, now, Mitch, how can everybody get in touch with you?
You can find me by Rollo's Fish Market. You can catch me at MitchIsley.com, at sign MITCH, Isley like the Isley Brothers, on any website, as far as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, even my website is MitchIsley.com. And like I say, I got coming up October 28th going to be my next big Miss Osley show. Like I said, we're going to pack it out again, and we're going to keep on rolling, man. Hope y'all in town.
All right. Now, what about you, Norris? What's going on? How can people reach you?
You can reach me on Facebook at Norris, a.k.a. Miracle the Comedian, or Norris McMiller on Instagram, Norris L. McMiller on Twitter. Please check me out. I do have some things in the works here with America's Got Talent Audition. I was picked out of a video selection that I put in back in July. So please keep an eye on my social media. Look for me. If I do make it, please vote for me.
Thank you so much for
all right.
me on the show, Dr. Gina.
Oh, my God. You guys got to come back and hopefully comedian, celebrity comedian, my main man, comedian A-Train, who's on here every week, getting the gist out and all of the local, the latest topics and everything else. And where is he? He's always on the move, A-Train Experience. So listen, maybe we can all do this again next month. I would love it. We can maybe work something out. Gina, be in touch with you guys. But I really did enjoy
yes.
this. I know the listeners
Thank you
did.
So much.
It was loads of fun, and I think it's a great thing. So we yes. can laugh a little bit about things that's going on. You know what I mean? Just get a laugh.
Yeah,
even
right.
though these are serious issues,
Absolutely.
It's nice to get a giggle here and there because some of it is quite hilarious. You got to laugh. To keep from crying and breaking somebody's window. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey, God is always in the plan.
Always.
God is always in the plan. Remember that.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to move on. Thank you so much. Until next time, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take another commercial break, and then we got the playwright and producer Paul is coming on to join us next. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, 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 now we're back with Paul D. Hanna. Hey, how are you? The director and playwright of Before You Say I Do. Thank you for joining us, Paul. How are you?
Absolutely. I am wonderful. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. What side of the country are you on?
Let's see. I am in La La Land, Los Angeles, West Coast. So it is morning here.
It's definitely morning, bright and early. Thank you so much for joining us. I know everybody wants to know all about Before I Say I Do. Can you tell us a little bit about what the play is about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Before You Say I Do is a play that deals with relationships. It deals with relationships prior to marriage, after marriage, during marriage. And it attempts to educate in a very comedic way couples in terms of what they need to know before they cross that line at the altar. As you well know, marriages are under attack and in trouble, and I think that part of the reasons why we don't define success is because we're not educated when we go to the altar. And so the play deals with a lot of those issues.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think it's a great thing to touch into and to see that visually for a lot of people. Are you thinking that people are afraid of commitment now in marriages that are at a low, or do you see differently with that?
Well, I think that marriage is at a low because I think socially we've changed in terms of what we see commitment as. I think a lot of people are just not getting married. I think, you know, people are still in relationships. A lot of people are not getting married. I think the institution of marriage, as I said, is under attack and has been to be antiquated in some way. But I'm a strong advocate for marriage in general, and I think that there is nothing that compares to the commitment of marriage. So where people blame the institution and says it doesn't work, well, you know, if you get in a car and go on the freeway, you don't know how to drive and you crash, you don't blame the car. You blame the driver.
Right.
So
exactly.
I think that the issue is that couples walk into marriage uneducated. They don't know what they're doing. They didn't choose the right person. They don't have the commitment in their mind that needs to be there to make a marriage work, and then they blame marriage. So that's what this play attempts to tackle, and they do it in a hilarious way. So you get the message across, but there'll be some side splitting at the same time.
And I'm believing that people that's going to be in the audience might see a little bit of themselves or somebody that they know in the play. Would you say that that would be a fair statement, that these are probably storylines that you have drawn from maybe what you've heard and what you've seen and maybe some experience?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the best comedy is when you can laugh at yourself. And,
yeah.
You know, for me, you know, I've had a failed marriage. I've counseled from a psychology standpoint. That's my background. I've counseled hundreds of couples. And, you know, you hear these very common themes when you talk to all these couples. It's always the same thing. A lot of times, again, you just married the wrong person. You know, you married someone that you just could not. I mean, it's almost impossible. Nothing's impossible, but it is nearly impossible to have success with. You know, you haven't dealt with your past issues. You haven't been honest about all the secrets in your closet. You know, you get home from the honeymoon and you open the closet and a boneyard comes flying out, you know. So you've got all those issues going on. I think that the audience will see a lot of themselves in the couples that the three couples that Dr. Masters will be dealing with on the stage. And that's what will make it funny. But they'll walk out scratching their head, too, and saying, wow, I got to get this together. And that's the beauty, I think, in having
that
platform. Yeah.
I love that. And you know what? Just on a sidebar, not that this has anything to do with, your message or anything like that, but just because you agree with me, we're in agreement about the sanctuary of marriage and how important it is and things like that. And God's standpoint, me coming from a biblical standpoint, I'm sure you agree. I mean, he said that he that findeth him a wife finds him a good thing. You know, I'm looking for a day that the men will look, you know, they will begin to start looking for their wife, their mate, that compliments and that they'll be led by that. But not only that he that findeth him a wife find him a good thing, but also God promised that if we will come together, we will multiply. Can you imagine how many people's inheritance is slacking right now because they have not partnered up with the very person that is going to connect with them to take them to the next level and the next level, both of them too, equally bringing both, you know, a harvest. I mean, this is one to think about. I always try to tell people, you think you're doing great now, and but just imagine if you had that one that God has ordained for you to be with, how much more you all would be blessed.
Oh, absolutely. And being someone who is an entrepreneur who built businesses and really, you know, started from the ground level, I can tell you, because I've been in both situations where you are with the wrong person, and not only does it not help you to grow and build your empire, it drains the life out of you. I mean, you are just literally talking about the zombie apocalypse. That's what a bad marriage is, a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
You know, you're walking dead. And so, you know, it literally drains the life out of you. And then you get with that person that God has ordained for you, that person that was created to build you and you them. And then all of a sudden, all the puzzle pieces start fitting together, the Rubik's Cube, the colors come together, and you start to see God work in a way that's beyond what your level is, because that's what it's about, right? It's about going to extra levels and other dimensions. And so when you get with that right person, you see God elevate you in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Your vision expands, and then your territory expands, and then your empire expands. And so I absolutely agree that that's critical in this temporary life that we have on this earth, to find that person and to, you know, really do what God has for you in terms of your own destiny.
It's exactly right. We can go on and on and on, because we're definitely in agreement about this whole marriage thing. And I want the listeners to please be encouraged to reconsider marriage. I don't know if you've seen your parents, you know, divorce, or you've gotten divorces or divorced. But, you know, like we were saying, you know, picking the wrong person is just be anxious for nothing. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet along the way. You might think that you need something right now, and you might just be willing to settle, but you never know who you're going to meet along the way. And that's why we got to just depend on our steps being ordered by God in every area of our life. You know, the enemy comes after me. I'm single. So a lot of times he'll try to, you know, if you had a marriage, if you had this right now, but I always remind myself, I'm just, I don't know who I'm going to meet along the way. So I'm not going to just, you know, be pressed into, because, you know, I'm in my process right now. So it'd be easier if I had a mate right now, and it'd be helpful. You know, it might be a headache right now. So I just, if God put it in my spirit to wait along the way, you never know who, you know, you're going to run into, and he's going to find you, then that's what I'm going to do, because I have been divorced before, and I know what that's like, and it's just a whole different thing. But this play right here is going to be funny. It's going to enlighten people. It's going to give them some wisdom. It's going to be hilarious. I mean, it's a date movie. It's a girlfriend movie. It's everybody come on and get to laugh.
For sure.
Who's all in this movie? I'm already speaking it. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I do.
Oh, my God. I didn't even plan that. And Holy Spirit just
said,
you know, you just said movie. So I'm just
going to
live with the love of Jesus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's definitely coming, for sure. But, you know, in the play, it's that from top to bottom. Yeah, we've got Regina Bell, who's playing Dr. Masters, who is, you know, Grammy Award-winning singer, phenomenal. We've got Leon, who's playing in the movie, Kiki Haynes from For Better or Worse, Tyler Perry. We have Shea Williams, who's a phenomenal R&B singer. We've got Jackie Christie from, you know, a reality TV star. We've got Rodney Perry, hilarious comedian, Billy Sly Williams, who is a veteran of, you know, the screen and TV screen, all the way back to Martin. Keith Burke, who's in, you know, Tyler Perry's, I can't even remember the show right now, but it's his biggest show on TV right now. But he's coming, and you know, something for the ladies, you know, they get a little eye candy. Ain't nothing wrong with looking, as long as you ain't lusting. So you're
right.
Getting a little bit of that. Thank you, a little bit of that. So we are stacked from top to bottom. You know, we've got just an exciting, you know, cast that's going to bring a lot of energy, a lot of fun, and some amazing singing also to the play, you know. So I wrote four original pieces for this play, and so those songs will be sang too. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
So we are very excited about what are the dates that you have. I want everybody to know, and then I want you to tell everybody how they can follow you, reach you, and all of that.
Oh, absolutely. So we start out in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. That's October 7th. Then we go to North Carolina. That's October the 14th. And then we're in, Raleigh on the 15th. And then we're in Virginia on the 15th. I'm sorry, we're in Raleigh on the 13th, and then the 14th and 15th we go to Virginia.
I'll be there, Richmond, Virginia, right? I'll be there.
Yeah, definitely. And
how can everybody reach you? Your social media.
Sure. For tickets, make sure you go to Ticketmasters to confirm those dates and times. Like I said, it is early. I'm still sipping on my coffee over here.
go to
Ticketmaster and confirm the dates and time. And you can reach me online at paulhannah.com. That's PAULHANNAH.com. And on social media, just put a number one before that name, one Paul Hannah. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere else. And then check out thelovescript.com. That is my love platform. We have books and materials and blog posts and video posts that we encourage marriages and relationships. We want you guys to be successful you go down that journey. So we're praying for you, and we look for you to come out, come meet me. I'm just a regular old dude. I'm coming to give you a hug and a kiss and, you know, stand in agreement for you and your relationship. So come to the show, meet me. I'll be there to meet you, meet and greet you as well.
Well, all right. You've heard it from Paul Hannah. I loved you on the show. He is the producer and playwright of Before You Say I Do. You got to check out the listings. Go ahead and follow him. Ticketmasters is where you can get your tickets. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Blessings to you, sweetheart. It was a pleasure.
Blessings to you. And I look forward to seeing you in Richmond, okay?
All right. Take care.
All right. God bless. All right, you guys, what a show we've had today. Oh, God, we just don't have enough time, but thank God we do have this time, right, together to spend with each other. Until next Wednesday, listen, don't forget to go on thekeysagainstheenemy.com. The Keys Against WarAgainstTheEnemy.com is what's happening right now with Dr. Gina. Loving you. Live healthy, live whole. I love you so much. Until next Wednesday, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole.